This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick in Washington.
And I'm Bob Edwards in Los Angeles with the fifth and final installment of the original radio comedy, I'd Rather Eat Pants. As yesterday's thrill-packed episode came to a conclusion, Abe and Mabel Pepperstein, played by Edward Asner and Ann Mira, were hiding in a closet with Wisdom, played by Derek Cecil. They were hoping to get an audition with Hollywood agent Barney Kickle.
If this Kickle is such a hotshot, why does he close his office at 3?
I never said he was a hotshot.
Meanwhile, Kickle, Dan Castellaneta, had found an act that would solve all of his problems. A girl named Becky who could juggle a golf ball, a butcher knife, and a squeaky toy. Becky's act could save Kickle's talent agency and his knees from mob boss Jimmy Jimmy. And if the mob doesn't get him, young Seymour's annoying jokes will.
Knock, knock.
Then all of a sudden, Kickle's secretary, Melbeline, gets some bad news.
What do you mean it changed?
Oh, no.
You want a 75-year-old, fast-talking New York husband and wife team that no one's ever seen before?
Where am I supposed to find that by 6 o'clock?
Ta-da! Oh.
When Abe and Mabel jumped out of the closet, Kickle fainted. Now Act 5 of I'd Rather Eat Pants. Clea Lewis plays Melbeline, Kendall Schmidt is Seymour, Emily Burgle plays Becky, and Jonathan Banks plays Jimmy Jimmy.
Are you Jimmy Jimmy?
No, we're Abe and Mabel, the 75-year-old fast-talking New York husband and wife team that no one's ever seen before.
Fantastic juggling, little girl.
Thank you. What were you doing in the closet?
Having the worst anxiety of my life.
Wait, oh, I know that girl's voice.
Is someone else in the closet?
It's me and Melbeline.
Oh, my gosh. That can't be.
Wisdom, you know him?
Melbeline, look, it's me.
Oh, Robert. Oh.
The Melba girl fainted.
Melbeline. Did she call you Robert, Wisdom?
Kickle's waking up.
I must be dreaming. It can't be.
I didn't come to hurt you, Kickle.
Ah, it's Jimmy. Oh.
Kickle fainted again.
Did he call you Jimmy, Wisdom?
Melba Toast is waking up.
Melbeline!
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Not now, Abe.
What are you doing here, Melbeline?
What are you doing here? You left.
Because you told me to.
All right, Kickle, where's my dough?
Ah, Jimmy, Jimmy! Oh!
Kickle fainted again, for the third time.
Dad?
Bobby?
Dad?
Bobby?
I thought you left L.A., son.
So it's true, Robert? You're a Jimmy?
He's a Robert and a Jimmy?
He's no Jimmy when he skips on a family job.
I don't want to be a hitman anymore.
Hitman?
What's going on?
I didn't want you to know, Melbeline.
That you're Robert Jimmy, son of the most ruthless crime boss in L.A.?
What?
I had no idea.
Then why'd you want me to leave?
Because I got caught shoplifting at Fred Siegel's. I didn't want to drag you into a life of crime.
Kickle's waking up.
I don't care about any of this. I've been chasing Kickle for 30 years. I finally find him. I send my son out to do the job, the family touch. And
I'm sick of the family touch, Dad.
So you leave it to one of my thugs?
Wait. Why couldn't you find Mr. Kickle for 30 years?
Don't ask, Melbeline.
Why not? You don't want him to know that in 1972, when you borrowed money from me, you were still a she? You didn't tell him that your real name is Rhonda Pepperstein?
Rhonda Pepperstein?
Stein.
You mean?
You're not?
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Holy St. Christopher.
Hi, Gewalt.
The two old people fainted.
Dad, why didn't you tell me Kickle's name was Rhonda Pepperstein?
You never asked.
Why did you do it, Mr. Kickle?
Because I had to be me.
I don't care if you had to be a Cocker Spaniel. You borrowed my money, I want it back.
But I don't have it.
Then say goodbye to your knees.
No!
Dad!
Watch this!
Oh, my arm!
Whoa, she pinned him to the wall with a butcher knife.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Perfect throw, Becky.
Thank you.
Oh. And she's still juggling the golf ball, the squeaky thing in her shoes.
Oh, God. Somebody take the butcher knife out of my arm.
I'd rather eat pants.
You know, little juggler,
I could use a girl like you.
How much do you pay?
$5,000 a week.
Make it 15.
What?
I'm her agent. Make it 15.
Oh, perfect. Now Mr. Kickle can pay you back.
Oh. Two old people are waking up.
Oh, I don't feel so good, like I'm coming back from a dream.
Yeah. Mm. And you were there, and you were there, and...
And wasn't Rhonda there?
Oh, yeah. What happened to...
Oh, no. What do you say, Mom and Dad? Can't you accept me for me?
After 40 years, we finally catch up to our little Rhonda.
And her name is Barney.
But I'm still a Pepperstein.
Stein.
Oh, Ma.
Oh, what can we do, Abe? You said you always wanted one of each.
Come here, you little son/daughter.
Aww. Aww.
Welcome to California, Abe and Mabel.
It's a brave new world.
Knock, knock.
Shut up, Seymour!
Three months ago, Abe and Mabel Pepperstein were selling produce at Pepperstein Produce in New York. Today, they star in the hit new reality show, At Home with Abe and Mabel. NPR's special correspondent, Susan Stamberg, speaks with them live from our new flagship studio in Culver City, California.
Abe and Mabel Pepperstein.
Stein.
Pepperstein. The question everyone wants to know is how. How did you go from owning a produce store in New York City?
That my father built with his bare hands.
He did not. To becoming major television stars in Hollywood in just 3 months.
Well, you see, Susan...
Oh, I think you have to call her Mrs. Stamberg.
No, that's all right, Mabel.
I don't even know if she's married.
Are you married?
Well...
You can't ask her that in a live interview.
What? They do it all the time.
But she's the interviewer.
Please, please, let us just get back to this question of
because
how
if you're not married, you'd make a wonderful wife for our new son, Barney.
Oh, that's a good idea.
He's a lovely boy. He's handsome, has a good job.
And he used to be a woman.
But as to the issue of your show...
Oh, you have a problem with men like Barney?
No, I simply...
No, it's all right, Susan. A lot of people do.
We did until we joined Poswood.
What?
Poswood. Parents of sons who used to be daughters.
Anyway, your reality show.
I really think she might be the one.
Can we please move on?
I think she has intimacy issues.
Bob, are you listening to this?
Do you Who's this Bob guy?
Just sign off, Susan.
Are you two fooling around?
This is ridiculous.
Sign off before my wife hears.
The Pepperstein Produce.
Pepperstein Produce.
And 75 more years.
I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Culver City, California.
I thought we were in Los Angeles.
It's like a neighborhood of Los Angeles.
I need an aspirin.
I'd Rather Eat Pants by Peter Ackerman was recorded before a live audience at the Museum of Television and Radio in Los Angeles. It was directed by Gordon Hunt and produced by Susan Albert Loewenberg with LA Theater Works. The cast included Edward Asner, Anne Mira, Jonathan Banks, Ed Begley Jr., Emily Burgle, Dan Castellaneta, Derek Cecil, Clea Lewis, and Kendall Schmidt. All five episodes can be heard at npr.org.